Thank you for tuning in and listening to Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries, where we strive to connect you with relevant biblical teachings for the world we live in today. Now for today's broadcast with our guest speaker.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just humbly come before you. We praise your holy name. We just thank you for the opportunity to be able to come together, corporately worship you. And we just thank you for your grace and your mercy and the love that you give us. Lord, I pray for the offering. I thank you for everyone that is obedient to you in tithes. And we just pray that you bless them and may it go to promoting your kingdom. I lift up this church, and I just pray we'd be a light on the hill for you. And just humbly pray these things in your son's name. Amen.
Shall we stand?
Bye.
may be seated.
Our Father in heaven, we understand your, or try to understand your great glory and what you have in store for us, that we just believe in you, and we believe that you have sent your Son, and that's who we really serve and give the credit to. Father, we ask you to be with our pastor, that he would continue to serve us faithfully, and that he would give us wisdom in following you, that he would make our church a light and a representative to the community, and everything in your will that he would have. And Father, we just ask this in Jesus' name today. Right. I start every day, I consider myself kind of a news junkie. I get up in the morning and I look at the news. And if you if you look at the news through a Christian perspective, it's all bad. Today, news and things that's happening, the world around us has kind of taken over. We do not understand so many times what the news brings that is not as God would have it, that many, many people have turned. And so one question that people have asked forever is, when is all this going to end? Are we going to be here when the end comes? We do not know that. Okay? So if you look at the things that have happened, why have people predicted the end of time? It's been going on even before the first century. During the many years, people have looked at the end of time in a biblical sense, that we have said we will be here and earth will receive until God wants to change it. But in the last few years, things have changed. People don't look at it biblically anymore. They say it's got to be a scientific. So they've predicted, people predicted forever. When is the end of the time coming? We do not know. But predictions have was made in the past, and we can understand, well, why did these predictions made? Let's look in World War I, there were 17 million people killed. Excuse me. You would think, well, that was a time many people said, it's got to be the end of the world. Nobody, a God would not allow this to happen. Well, World War I passed. And World War II come along. And there was over, let's see, there was over like 73 million killed during World War II. So you would think, well, that's got to be a time that the world would end, okay? And it didn't stop there. You know, we found out that it was just a push of a button, we could eliminate 73,000 people. Why? It's still not the end of the world. We do not know. So I would like to bring up a couple verses, and Jesus kind of answered this, because people have always asked, what is the time that is going to come? All right, so do we have like Luke 21 on there? It says, all right, it says, some of his disciples remarking about how the temple was adorned with beautiful stones, with gifts dedicated to God, but Jesus said, no. So it's kind of strange. Jesus was just talking to his disciples. His disciples was people of the world, and they was just had looked at the temple there and how beautiful it was built and thought this will last forever. But Jesus said, no. He said it will not last forever. Okay, in verse 7, or 6, it says this. Let's go back. Thank you. As for what you see here, the time will come when not one stone will be left on another. Every one of them will be thrown down. The disciples couldn't believe how was this magnificent building that had been built and then rebuilt, How could it be destroyed? And they said, well, if it's going to be down, in verse 7, can we have that? It says, the teacher, they ask, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they're about to take place? And that, we all ask that. Wouldn't we like to know when this time is going to come? Have you ever thought, boy, I wish it would come today, because if the end of time come today, any other persecutions or symptoms, I wouldn't have to worry about. People that have went before us, we can just, you know, we've had a couple funerals that we can just feel so blessed. Those people understood and they had accepted Christ as their Savior. That they are in heaven. All earthly trials, all earthly tribulations are gone. They don't have to worry about it. Right? So, the people kept wanting to know. And then in verse 8, this is Jesus, he replied to these disciples that was with him, and he said, watch out that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, claiming, I am he, and the time is near. Do not follow them. And we have that, and it has been going on since Christ was here. People have said they know when the time has come. But Jesus makes it very clear in the next verse there that he says he does not know. He said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. Well, we know the wars are here. And boy, if you look at the news, if we didn't shoot this stupid balloon down, what was going to happen? You know? And so now we shot the balloon down, and now they know, well, what is China going to do now? We don't know. But Christ said that those rumors of wars and wars, they would be with us forever. Right? Okay. And this time that Christ was with them, it was covered more in than just in Luke. It was so important, each of the Gospels have mentioned it. In Mark, let's look at in Mark what they have in chapter 32. All right? It says, but at about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son of God, but only the Father. They just have to understand that God will know, and what do we have to do about it? We just have to look and think. We can wonder what's going to be. But in verse 33, this what Jesus said, be on guard, be alert. You do not know when the time will come, but we accept that. It's just the fact that that will be when the time has come. In verse 34, it says, it's like a man going away. He leaves his house and puts his servants in charge, each with their assigned task, and tells one at the door to keep watch. Let's say if you go on vacation, you leave your house, you think it's going to be there when you come back. It may not. If Christ would return tomorrow, it wouldn't make any difference, because we just have to do one thing. If you believe, okay, in verse 35, it says, therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight or when the rooster crows at dawn. It says one person may be standing and the other gone. So I believe some biblical scholars, it's kind of a debate, is are we going to be here during the rapture? Is the rapture going to occur afterwards? Personally, this is my personal belief, we're not going to be here. I believe that when Christ comes, the true desolation of stuff will be after that. But it may not be, and it doesn't make any difference, because we have an answer to what we need to be doing. He says that, you know, we should watch and keep the faith. In verse 36, he says, if he comes suddenly, do not find you sleeping. You must be ready. But he wants you to watch. And we live our lives accordingly to that. So You wonder why? Well, I do not worry about when the end of time comes. If it comes, well, I'm standing here. It won't make any difference. If you look at the news, they'd probably say, this kind of voice to me, it says, you know, the world will end tomorrow. Women and children will be mostly affected. Well, it's crazy. If the world ends tomorrow and Christ comes, we're all going to be affected. I'm going to be in heaven. And those that are here, I can tell you that it is a joy to be able to say that if you've accepted Jesus and you believe, you ought to be there. But it really should make our hearts hard to know that some are going to be left behind. And they're going to be left behind because we do not do our job. We do not go out and tell the world that the love that God had for us. People will think, well, God wouldn't let that and send people to hell. He don't. He lets them go by their own choice. He gives them an opportunity and tell. All right. My favorite verse, and probably because I learned it the first, was in John 3:16. And this is my answer to why I don't worry about when the end of time will come. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his own one and only son, that whoever believeth in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Well, they say that the Bible says that the devil knows that God is alive and here. But, so it's not enough to know that, but it's the fact that you have to accept God as your own Savior. It's personal. It's a decision each one of us has to make. And this is why I love this, because this doesn't change. I think Billy Graham was probably one of the greatest evangelists, or I would say was the greatest evangelist, and he had one message. And that message was to accept Christ and be saved. Okay. All right. So in concerning the news and any predictions, don't worry about it. Just believe. And if you accept Jesus as your Savior, it will all work out. You do not have to worry, because if you have accepted Christ as your Savior, your eternity is already decided. Christ is in control. And I don't think I may be short on time, but that's the way I believe. All right? Pastor, did he come? Okay. I guess we will have the music then. Thank you. You know, I didn't select that song, but I'm glad it was here because the invitation is open. If you have not accepted Christ, now is the time. Tomorrow may be too late. But if you truly accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, do it now. Okay? And thank you.
Our guests, everyone, we would love to see you all there. And if you don't know Jesus, come talk to me, come talk to Perry, come talk to one of our elders. It would be greatly honor to share more about what Jesus has done for each of you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for the opportunity for us to come together to worship and to praise you. Father, may we remember that in you, we have nothing to fear and that you walk alongside each of us. Father, may we be a light into our community as we head out these doors. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.
Thank you for joining us today for Mount Carroll Church of God Radio Ministries with Pastor Tim Yoder. We meet locally every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for Sunday school and 10 a.m. for service. If this program has been a blessing to you, we would love to hear from you. We can be reached at mcchurchofgod.org or find us on Facebook at Mount Carroll Church of God, where you may also find a copy of today's broadcast. We look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, God bless. Have a great week. We'll be right back.